Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Of his goodness and his grace, where he's brought you from, where he's bringing you to, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm truly blessed in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. Amen. But this is September 19th, 2022. We thank God for today. Truly, for once again, we have a chance to get it right. We truly have our prayers going forth out there with those that are suffering with the hurricane and floods that are going forth, I believe, out there in Puerto Rico. We know in the name of Jesus that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You know, that's what we stand on here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We believe in Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together. According to the scripture we read, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Amen. But our prayers go forth. There's much pain and suffering going on throughout the world today. We have the issues that have been going forth with what you know as to the coronavirus. Then you have what's called of that of monkeypox. And then you want to listen as to what's happening over in Ukraine and what's happening over there in Puerto Rico. We're seeing that's what's transpiring in the United States and abroad. Life is shorted by situations in this world. So we have to get ready, prepare ourselves, and trust God in the midst of this storm that you're in on today. You know, we come forth at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, reading your Word of God from the New King James Version. And the first book of Kings is where we are on today. But once again, the New King James Version of his translation, we continue to read his word. Amen. But first, before I go forward, let me give all praises and honor and acknowledgement to my God, who is truly the head of my life. I serve a God who's a mighty God, who's able to change those things that seem so bleak in our sight. But God. Once again, praise God. I want to give God that praise. My wife, she also is honored on this day, for she gets honor every day as my queen and as my bride. We see that prince and the king has been throned, but my wife has been queen all my life. This is where the unity and the covenant and what we have as what God shares for us to love our wives as Christ loves the church and died for the church. Amen. And that's important on today because there's commitment rather than sacrifice. Amen. And this is what God chooses for us, to commit unto him, follow his ways, obey his ordinances, his commandments, his law. And trust God. Can he choose you? Can he choose you? Can he pick you out of a crowd? Are we blended in with everyone else? God says that we need to be set apart. And so it's in that where I acknowledge the Lord on today. And as we say here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Amen. Once again, we're coming forth on 1 Kings chapter 16. But we want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, archives, you know. We thank God for you. We see those out there in South Korea. Amen. We see there's those out there in the United Kingdom. God bless you. And we thank God for the Canadian listeners, the Canadian listeners that come forth here in our show. We thank God for you. We thank God for those out there in your Linky, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for those out there in Germany and those out there in France and Japan. We have listeners in the European nations. God bless you. And Jesus loves you, and so do I. We definitely do, as we often come forth to give you a prayer. After that prayer, we come forth with hitting the First Kings, chapter 16. Amen. Let us pray without any further ado. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come before you on this evening, Lord, we come once again acknowledging that you are God all by yourself. Knowing in the name of Jesus, we can do nothing, but with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. God, we thank you that you woke us up this morning, blessed us with a reasonable portion of health, and clothed us, and blessed us with food to eat and a roof over our head. Lord God, we thank you that we do not get complacent to your blessings into our life. We know that, Father God, that you are God, that you have all power. In heaven, you're there. In earth, you're there. In hell, you're there. Nothing can contain you, Lord. And it's through that of the love of God that we ask to be on the inside of us by way of the Spirit, accepting your Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. We believe that he died. We believe that he rose from the dead. And he sits at the right hand, interceding vocally, spiritually, with all power in his hand, to decide for us to do that which is right. We thank you, Lord. Give you praise, glory, and honor as your unity continues to come forth in families and relationships. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And we never could have made it. We never could have made it without you, Lord. Never we'll be back after this.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never
would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all. Oh,
Hallelujah.
You made it. I'm stronger.
Yes, Lord.
I'm stronger
and wiser and better. We are in 1 Kings chapter 16. We see now where in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Baasha, became king of all Israel in Tirzah and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 16, let us read.
Then the word of the Lord came against Baasha, saying, in as much as I lifted you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam and have made my people Israel sin to provoke me to anger their sins, surely I will take away the prosperity of Baasha and the posterity of his house. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha. And the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. Now, the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the things of kings of Israel? So, Baasha rested with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah, his son, reigned in his place. And also the word of the Lord came to the prophet Joah, the son of Manah, against Baasha and his house, because all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and reigned 2 years in Tirzah. Now, his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward in the house of Tirzah. And Zimri went and struck him and killed him in the 27th year. And Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he was sitting on his throne, that he killed all the household of Baasha and did not leave him one male, neither of his relatives nor of his friends,
us. Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sons of Elah his son, by which they had sinned and by which they had made Israel sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now, the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 37th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri had reigned in Zerah 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now, the people who were encamped heard it said, Zerah has conspired and also has killed the king. So all Israel made Omri the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel with him from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it happened when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the cathedral of the king's house and buried the king's house, burned it down upon himself with fire, and died because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he had committed that make Israel sin. Now, the rest of the acts of Zimri and the treason he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, and some son of Ginath, to make him king, and have followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. Son Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel and reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah, and he bought the heel of Samariah from Shimer for 2 talents of silver, and he built on the hill and called the name of the city which he built Samaria, after the name of Semer, owner of the hill. Omri had evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him.
for he walked in the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, by which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now, the rest of the acts of Ori, which he did, and might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. Then Ahab, his son, reigned in his place.
In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now, Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians. And he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hetal of Bethel-Bead, Jericho, he laid his foundation with Abraham, his firstborn, with in the day the hill of Bethel built Jericho, he laid its first foundation with Abraham, his firstborn, and with his youngest son, Segub, he set up its gates according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken to Joshua, the son of Nun. First King, chapter 17. And Elijah, the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord of Israel leads, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." And he arose and went to Zarephath. And then he came to the gate of the city. Indeed, the widow was there. And gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water and a cup, that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from the first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run out dry until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?" And he said to her, "Give me your son." So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and said to him, laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodged by killing her son?" And he stretched himself out on the child 3 times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray let this child's soul come back to him. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house, and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son lives. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is true. 1 Kings chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the 3rd year, saying, Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. And Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. But so it was, while Jezebel masqueraded the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to the cave. He had fed them with bread and water. And Ahab had said to Obadiah, Go into the land to all the springs of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps he may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so that we will not have to kill any livestock. So they divided the land between them to exploit. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now, as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, Is that you, my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, It is I. Go, tell your master, Elijah is here. So he said, How have I sinned that you are delivering your servant into the land of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hurt and hunt for you. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they could not find you. Now, and you say, Go tell your master, Elijah
is here, and it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to a place I do not know. So when you go and tell Ahab, and he can't find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my Lord that I did with Jezebel, killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to the cave, and fed them with bread and water. And now you say, go tell your master, Elijah is here. He will kill me. Then Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab met to meet Elijah. Then it happened, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, is that you, O troubled Israel? And he answered, I have no troubled Israel, but you are your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals. Now therefore, send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent for the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. The people answered him, not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves. Cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood. But put no fire under it, and I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then they call on the name of the gods, and it will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken.
Now, Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourselves and prepare it first. For you are many and call on the name of your God. Put no fire under it. So they did, took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning, evening till noon, saying, Baal, oh Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. No one answered. Then they leaped again, and the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awoken. So they cried aloud and caught themselves as they were accustomed, their knives and lashes, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and had made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seas of seeds, and he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, fill your water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, do it the second time. And he did it a second time. And he said, do it this time. And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around on the altar. And he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass that the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, O Lord, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then
the fire of the Lord fell and consumed and burnt sacrifice, and that wood and the stones and the dust, and it lit up the water that was in the trench. Now, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." And Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down in the brook Kishon and executed them there. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for that is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down all on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up, now look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go ahead." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up. Say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and winds, and there was a heavy rain and wind. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. 1 Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as a life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no longer better than my father's. Then as he lay and slept under the broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water to eat and drink, and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the stretch of the food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountains of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in the place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your servant, tore down your altar, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in places because the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. The altar after the wind and earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing, Elijah?" But he said, "I have been very zealous to the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altar, and killed your prophets with the sword. And alone I am left, and they seek to take my life." Then the Lord said to him, "Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel Mehelo, who shall anoint as prophet in your place. Each shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hezekiah, Jesus will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Joah, Elisha will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose names have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Three departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. And Elisha passed by him and threw his mantle on him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, Go back again, for with what have I done to you? So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled the flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. 1 Kings chapter 20. Now, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together. 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and made war against it. Then he sent messengers into the city of Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, "Thus say, Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold are mine, your livestock, loveliest wives and children are mine, and the king and the king of Israel answered and said, "My lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours." Then the messenger came back and said, "Thus said Ben-Hadad, saying, indeed, I have sent to you, saying, you, I shall deliver to me yourself, your silver and your gold, your wives and your children. But I will send my servant to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put in your hands and take it." So the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble. For he said to me, for my wives, my children, my silver, my gold, and I did not deny him." And all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen
or consent. Therefore, he said to the messenger of Ben-Hadad, tell my lord, the king, all that you sit for your suit, the first time I will do. But this thing I cannot do. And the messenger departed and brought back word to him. Then Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, the gods do so to me, and more also, if enough dust is left of Samiri for a handful for each of the people who follow me. So the king obediently answered and said, kill him! Let not one who puts on his armor boast like the one who takes it off. And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he and the thing were drinking and at the command post, that he said to his servant, get to be ready. And they got ready to attack the city. Suddenly, a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus great multitude, behold, I will deliver it into the hand, your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus says the Lord, by the young leaders of the prophets. Then he said, who will sit and set the battle in order? And he answered, you. Then he mustered the young leaders of the provinces, and there were 232. And there he mustered all the people, all the children of Israel, 7,000. So they went out at noon. Meanwhile, Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings helping him were getting drunk at the command post. The young leaders of the provinces went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent out a patrol, and they told him, saying, men are coming out of Samaria. So he said, if they have come out for peace, take them alive. And if they have come out for war, take them alive. Then these young leaders of the provinces went out of the city, the army which followed them. And each one killed his men. So the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the cavalry. Then the king of Israel went out and attacked the horses and chariots and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophets came to the king of Israel and said to him, go,
strengthen yourselves. Take notes and see what you should do for in the spring of the year the King of City will come up against you. But the servants of the kings of Syria said to him, "Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But if we fight against them in the plain, surely we will be stronger than they. So, do this thing. Dismiss the kings, each from his position, and put captains in their places. And you shall muster an army like the army that you have lost. Horses for horse, chariot for chariot. Then we will fight against them in the plain. Surely we will be stronger than they." And he listened to their voice and did so. So it was in the spring of the year that Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were mustered and given provisions, and they went against them. Now the children of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats, while the Syrians filled the countryside. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, "Thus says the king, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not the God of the valleys,' therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." And they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. So it was that on the seventh day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians in one day. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left, and Ben-Hadad fled and went into the city, into an inner chamber. Then his servant said to him, "Look now, we have heard that the kings in the house of Israel are merciful kings. Please, let us put sackcloth around your waist and ropes around your hands and get out of the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life." So they wore sackcloth around their waist and put ropes around their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" And he said, "Is he still alive?" "He is my brother. Now The men were watching closely to see whether any sign of mercy would come from him, and they quickly grasped at his word and said, "Your brother, Ben-Hadad." So he said, "Go bring him." Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and he had him come out into the chariot. So Ben-Hadad said to him, "The cities which my father took, your father, I will restore. And you may set up marketplaces for yourself in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria." Then he had said, "I will send you away with this treaty." So he made a treaty with him and sent him away. Now a certain man of the sons of the prophets said to the neighbor of the, "By the word of the Lord, strike me, please." And the man refused to strike him. Then he said to him, "Because you have obeyed the voice of the Lord, surely as soon as you depart from me, a lion shall kill you." As soon as he left him, a lion found him and killed him. And he found another man and said, "Strike me, please." So the man struck him, inflicted a wound. Then a prophet departed and waited for the king of the road, by the road, and disguised himself with a bandage over his eye. Now as the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and there a man came over and brought a man to me and said, 'Guard this man. If by any means he is missing, your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver.' While your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, 'So shall judgment be, for you yourselves have decided it.'" And he hastened to take the bandage away from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets. Then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people." So the king of Israel went to his house, sullen and despised, and came to Samaria. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading on this evening. Praise God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this word. We thank you, Lord God, for the message that's gone forth. We thank you, Father God, for the obedience and commitment of doing what you have for us to do and reading your holy word. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Asking that you visit the nursing home. We visit the jailhouse, the prison. Those who are sick, Lord God, bring them healing. And those who have separate a divorce, bring them together. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. And understand in Jesus' name, we never could have made it without you. So we need you every day. In Jesus' name we pray until next time we meet. Amen. Be blessed.
I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I...